Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome everybody back to another night of Astral Mind 2012. I am the host. I am Roy, and let's go ahead and invite Adrian on there. Adrian, are you there?
Yes, I'm here tonight, and I hope everyone's having a wonderful night tonight on Astromind 2012. I just wanted to mention tonight we're going to be doing some deprogramming with the mind with the story cube dice. And what the story cube dice are is just I'm going to allow everyone to kind of open up your imagination a little bit with these dice, what they do. As we roll the dice, we're going to be playing into like a movie, making our own movie in our imagination with the dice and the symbols on how it can relate. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to try out these dice and see what happens, and then we're going to go into some prayers. And we could talk a little bit about the imagination and different kinds of fun stuff. So, is there anything that you want to share, Roy?
Well, again, a lot of it, we have to be open, to all possibilities, and be open, of what's going on around us, our awareness. We just, right now, everybody's mind on the Super Bowl and, a lot of Denver Bronco fans is really disappointed right now. But, we all must remember, the game could go either way. And so let's just, focus on the positive and allow, a lot of peace and love to come into our lives and show a lot of unconditional love. Ritchie, do you have anything to share with us tonight?
Yes, this is Ritchie here. I'm in Pueblo, Colorado, and like you were saying, there's some disappointed people for the Denver Broncos, and and I feel for them. You never know, like you say, it could go either way. And that's what we need to do. We just need to just keep the peace and the love, and and maybe there's always a next time. And and that's the thing is you just never know what's going to happen through life itself. But like I say, if there's anybody who wants to call for a prayer or whatever that you need, please feel free to call.
Okay, we have a caller that's been waiting for about 17 minutes now. So let's go ahead and invite this caller from the 856 area. You're on the air. 856 area code, are you there? Yeah, hello. Ritchie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Adrian, are you there?
Yeah, here.
Okay, we're having a little technical difficulties. Let me see if I can get back on the screen. Just one second. Okay, let's go ahead and invite the caller from the 856 area. You're on the air. Can you hear us? 856 area code. Yeah, we're not getting any response. So let's go ahead and Agent, tell a little bit more about these story kids.
Well, there's different sets. There's about four sets in every game, and you can have about up to nine players with your imagination. I'm going to be using the number 4 set tonight, and what the number 4 set is usually it has to do with the supernatural, to like the magic and fairy tales. So if you ever seen the movie, like the movie Labyrinth, or if you ever, back when you were a kid and used to watch movies like Legend and used to watch Robin Hood, or used to watch any kind of fairy tale thing that you could do, we're kind of tapping into those elements tonight. So we're going to be using the dice, and I'll be rolling the dice, and it will start out as a story based on your life and where you're at. There's different symbols for different stories. You can add up to any symbol that you want. If it lands on the power symbol, then you roll the power dice, which gives the character, it gives the character powers of different abilities. Like there's one for invisibility, one for duplication, one for strength, one for mind reading, and then there's several just different kinds of abilities that you can roll on that dice. There's one for flying, invisibility, and time travel. You want to get the super strength because that one will give you the super strength of that ability. So if you land on that ability, it will give you the super strength that you need. So it's kind of like we're not just tapping into the game, but we're tapping into the energy behind the game. So that's part of the mind deprogramming and energy that we're working with. And so if you think of it that way, it's more like psychology. And you're working more with your right brain, your creative and spontaneous mind. I know that a while back, Richie's my brother, and I noticed that Richie used to be a really good artist. He'd use a lot of his creativity, you know, doing art. And he would come up with all types of different kinds of monsters and things like that. So I've come up with a different method since I'm not an artist. I just come up with these dice where I can still bring out the creativity in my mind, but I'm not an artist, but I'm an artist in other ways. So there's different ways on and different ways of art. You know, there's the art of music, the art of creativity, the art of psychology, the art of prayer, whatever it might be, whatever your talents might be, it's in these dice. And so we call these metaphors. And so when the metaphors start popping up, that's your metaphor. You can call it metaphors, you can call it archetypes. Now, an archetype is more like a guide. It's somebody it's like a guardian angel. And they follow you around from lifetime to lifetime. And we really don't know how long Earth has been here. We don't really know how long we've been here. All we know is from what the scriptures have told us. And so we're just going to kind of open up our imagination and just imagine that all these things are possible, that there is supernatural things out there that we can't explain. Because, you know, we're sitting in a big universe, and God created the universe, He created everything, and it's all part of God's creation. And we're all part of His image. That's the most beautiful part about it all, is that our souls are perfect in every way before we came here. And then when He died on the cross for us, we know that we have a chance to return back to Him as through forgiveness, not just for asking forgiveness, give ourselves for what we've done. And that's the biggest, hardest pill to swallow, is to forgive yourself for what you've done when you have a lot of guilt, you know. So we'll go into emotions, we'll go into...
Hey, Jim, we just got a new caller that just called. Why don't we go ahead and invite this caller so we don't run out of time?
Okay, great.
Our time is limited. So let's go ahead and invite the caller from the 111 area. Are you there?
Hello, this is Lady Peacock.
Oh,
hi, lady.
We welcome you to our show tonight, and I just want to let all our callers and listeners out there, we have a special guest with us tonight, and she goes by the name of Lady Peacock, and Adrian was just telling us about you, and we welcome you to our show tonight. My name is Roy, and Adrian's here, and my oldest son, Rifty.
Well, it's nice to be on. I was really pleased to be invited.
Thank you.
We're happy you made it, lady, and we're excited for the show tonight, and I just wanted to explain a little bit what Lady does, Dad. She's a psychic on Uranium. And however,
wonderful.
anybody who would like to have a reading with Lady Peacock, she's a very very powerful spiritualist, and she speaks with angels. Is that right, Lady?
Yes, I do. I'm a direct channel from God. I deliver his messages. I
wonderful.
Share the word of God in my chat room every night, and everybody gets an inspired message.
Wonderful.
When you go to private
yes.
chat, you get guidance and spiritual guidance on direction on how to make changes in your life and make your life a whole lot better to live. I have people from all walks of life that come in there, and each one gets Jesus. So I'm excited.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
Adrian, Ritchie, do you have a question for Lady Peacock?
Well, let me see here. Are you how do you on your connection? How do you speak to Jesus? You say Jesus Christ. How do you? What's your connection with him?
Well, I'm a born again Christian. I'm an ordained minister. And my life calling is sharing God in unusual places.
Mm-hmm. I see.
I have been doing this for about 30 years professionally,
mm-hmm.
and I have been at psychic fairs. I've had people come who even come into the chat room who are thinking about suicide. They come in and they find God, and they come sit in the chat room every night to get some more spiritual guidance and encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it's just amazing how it's such a privilege to be able to serve God this way and to make a difference in people's lives.
Right. Now, have you ever, sorry to butt in there, have you ever done blessings on evil spirits as far as for demonic evil spirits,
as far as sending them away, yes.
You have,
you mean
okay.
Like, yes. I command them to flee
yeah,
in the name of Jesus. They're not allowed to stay.
Yeah, the Catholic religion, you know, they say exorcism, the Vatican. Of course, I'm born again Christian. But, blessings, as you'd say, or as an exorcism, you know. I've been there too, helped through exorcisms. But, I was just wondering on that question.
Well, I don't know if you'd call it exorcism. I just command them to flee in the name of Jesus because they're not welcome. They're demonic.
Yes, yes. And that's what the Bible says, too, you know, according to Jesus Christ that commanded the demons or the fallen angels to depart.
And they do.
His voice, and they do, and by his name. Exactly
yes.
right. The anointed one.
And it's
yes.
very powerful.
It is very powerful. And the anointing comes on strong, and I just channel what I'm getting from God to share in the room every night and with each person. And they always tell me it's on target. I said, well, I remove myself and I let God take over. That's the best way I know how to describe how my gift works.
How old were you when you first knew that you had these gifts?
Well, I accepted the Lord as my Savior when I was 5 years old. And I was always, as everybody said, I had imaginary friends. Well, I was actually seeing my angels and my guides. And I still have the same ones with me here as an adult at the age that I am. And and I was different. I was always with myself. I preferred spiritual things as to things of this world. I grew up in a Christian family, and I was encouraged to use my gifts. And, you know, it's there for a while. They were on the shelf. But then God dusted me off, and here I am.
Great.
And I love what I do. I wouldn't trade it for anything else.
That's
wonderful.
Great.
You know, I just wanted to share with you that, you know, this is, you know, to all our callers and listeners out there, you know, this is why we started our show, was to, you know, help a lot of people out there that, you know, that want to come in and talk to us. We could help them or give them a word, you know, to help them whatever they're going through and to inspire them, you know, because, you know, it just takes one word, you know, to change sometimes, you know, that emotion or what they might be feeling when they're at their lowest, you know, time of their life. You know, I just wanted to share that.
I think one of the most recent things that's happened was that it's just totally miraculous, and the way I see things is Christmas Eve at midnight on when the 24th turned to the 25th Christmas. 10 people came into my chat room and said, "We've been sitting in the guest queue. How do we find God?" 10 people sat in that family room, as I call it, and they prayed prayer and invited God to come into their lives, and those same people are still sitting in the chat room every night. It's just God working. It's not me. I'm just walking in obedience to what he's called me to do.
Yes.
So true.
And we're so thankful that God has given us that opportunity to share, you know, with thousands of people out there, you know, this kind of unconditional love, you know, that we're able to share with others.
It's awesome.
There's so many gifted people out there in this world, you know, that have a gift to share, and God has given us many gifts, you know, and I just wanted to share that, you know, that we can inspire somebody or give them direction where they need to go. And there's so many people out there that are lost, and they just need
that
comfort.
They are.
Yeah. So,
and it's really awesome that when we walk in the obedience, he gives us the words to speak, and we don't have to walk in fear. And I believe that every person has gifts and talents locked up inside of themselves and abilities. And because somebody told them, "No, you can't," they gave up. And some people think there's not enough to go around, but the scripture tells us that there's more than enough. There's an abundance. It's unlimited. We limit ourselves.
Yes.
And part of my life coaching business that I have is I teach people how to get past those limitations.
Very true.
In all areas of our life, we can't limit ourselves. God's an unlimitless God. He gives us the vastness of the universe, and we still haven't found the end of it because there isn't one.
No.
That is so true.
And so
this is what I've told my son Nathan. I says we're just scratching the surface, you know, the surface of what's out there. You know, we really don't know what really is out there, and especially when we're tapping into the subconscious mind, you know, that there's so many abilities that we all have, and we just have to open up to those.
Yes, we do. And I feel very very special that you asked me to call in tonight. I was really surprised. I want to say thank you for allowing me to share.
We're honored that you're here tonight, because I could feel your energy. I could feel that, you know, just you being here on our show is a lot of our listeners are out there feeling that same energy. And, you know, whether it be hundreds or thousands, and, you know, we're just spreading the light. You know, that's what we're
doing.
That
is so true. Says, shine the light, the blessed gospel light. Tell the whole world.
Yes.
Go ye into all the world and teach the gospel. And I can honestly tell you, it was what I always wanted to do. And God made it possible last year for me to be on Oranim. Never thought too much about being global, but I'm worldwide on there. And the gospel goes out every night.
Wonderful.
And you know, one thing that I've noticed, I call it a faith ministry, because when people come into the chat room on Oranim, if they don't go to private chat, there's no money. But the spiritualness is, I'll tell you a test that I was put through not long ago. I had a young person come in the room, and they were contemplating suicide. And at the same time, I had somebody come in that wanted a private reading. Holy Spirit says, no, I'll take care of you. And I can honestly tell you, I continued talking to this young man. I get, and he and the person that I was talking to, before it was over, they invited Christ to come into their heart. They've been in my room every night asking questions. And I gave them a phone number of a church to contact where they could get discipled in their town. And it's, and you know, I had such a peace when I did that obedience. And in my personal life, when there are needs, God more than supplies them. So when we walk in faith and we not by sight, he takes care of us. But the temptation was there to take the money over the soul, and I chose the soul.
Wonderful.
And that's exactly where it's at. It's the soul business.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is very powerful, and we thank you for sharing that with all of us and all our listeners and callers out there. And, you know, I just wanted to share also that, you know, especially to our listeners, that if there's ever a time where you feel you're at the weakest moment, you know, call, you know, and,
yes,
you know, either call us or, you know, or call our, you know, Arnold, and, you know, find somebody to talk to, because you'll find that, you know, a lot of these people are professionals, and that they know, you know, what, how to help you, and you know, and that's what everybody's looking for.
Yes, it is.
We just lost a member of our family not too long ago to suicide, and then we lost a close friend that committed suicide. Probably it's been about a year now, but if they could have only have talked to us, and we could have helped them, you know, to their at that lowest time.
And all they want sometimes is somebody to listen, somebody to give them an encouraging word.
Right.
And when they get directed to us, we have to walk in the obedience and listen to the whisper of the Holy Spirit that says, this is it, you need to talk.
Right.
I had to, I've had them since I've been on Oranim. I've had them from everywhere.
Right.
When I was doing the psychic fairs in person, there was a man, I will never forget him. He was 23 years old. He was a big, burly-looking guy with tattoos, totally visible,
wow.
And he had been in a gang. I could sense it. And he kept prancing around my booth for about 4 hours, maybe five. And I said to God, at the end of the day, God, I said, what is it with this guy? He just keeps, you know, lurking around my table. I said, ask him if he wants to talk. I said, young man, do you want to talk? He said, I have no money. I said, don't worry about it. Come on over here and we'll talk. He said, are you kidding, lady? I said, no, I'm very serious. He goes, I've been around this whole place, and I forget how many people were in there, but nobody wanted to talk to me because I had no money. I said, sit down. I took his hands, and I closed my eyes and began praying, and God was revealing things to me about this man. And I began to feel him shake and tremble. When I opened my eyes, this big, burly, tattooed ex-gangbanger was in tears, weeping, and he said, how do I get this Jesus inside of me? He said, I came here looking for an answer. And so I prayed with him, and his mother said, do you need to go somewhere else? He goes, no, I found it. The lady didn't charge me any money. She said I could sit down because it was a free gift. I will always remember this man's demeanor because he told me, he said, I told my mom if I didn't find it today, I was going to go home and end my life.
Mm.
And what God had revealed to me as I was praying with him was a man holding a gun to his head and pulling the trigger.
Wow.
And I didn't know this man. I don't know anybody that comes into the room personally here on, you know, on a random.
Mm-hmm.
No more than I knew the ones that I sat with face to face. But God reveals what I need to tell them. And all the glory belongs to Jesus. All the praise belongs to him. And as I tell them in my chat room, all that I am or ever hope to be belongs to him. To God be the glory.
God be the glory.
I thank you. And again, I just want to mention to all our listeners out there that if you know, you don't have to be a professional. All you have to be is a listening ear and show your love, you know, whether it be family or friends. And if they come to you wanting to talk to you, you know, just have a prayer with them, you know, and help them, you know. That's all they're looking for.
Right. Just open
That's
your ears. Open.
Yeah.
And always remember to pray for them daily. Because
right.
God never gives up on us. And we may be the only thread in that weaving, the spider web of their life that's holding them up. We may be that golden strand. And when we stop praying, what happens? The strand breaks.
Right.
And I can honestly tell you, heaven is the most beautiful place there that you could possibly be, but we still have a mission here on earth.
Oh, yeah. Very beautiful.
Richie, is there anything you need to share real quick? Like, we're getting close to the end of our time.
Well, you know, it's a very great thing that you're talking about for people out there that need help. And, you know, I've talked to many people also that have thought about these things, you know, they feel that life is not going good, but they don't see the better side of what, you know, the brighter side of God, why he created us. And once they, you know, open their eyes and look around and keep the faith, that it'll be stronger. And I just want to share that with everybody, that, you know, God loves you unconditionally.
Yes, he does. And that's the way we should love. Unconditional love. We can love because he first loved us. And his great commandment is love one another even as I have loved you. He never gives up on us. And as long as he so allows, I won't give up either. And I want to thank you for inviting me on tonight. And,
thank you, lady.
We want to thank you for joining us tonight. You brought some wonderful energy into our show, and we'll listen to our archives. It was a great night.
Well, I think it's always a great night.
Yeah.
And thank you. I am so privileged and honored that you and humbled that you would ask me to come. And if anybody wants to make contact with me, I am on Oranim.
Okay.
I'm on Sundays through Thursdays normally, and lately I've been on some Fridays. And I come on in the evenings, and I'm on Mountain Standard Time. So in Mountain Standard Time, I try to be on by 7, between 7 and 9.
Wonderful.
And you can also, there's other ways to contact and connect with me, and if we talk later, I can give that to you. And you can
share.
Wonderful.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, and you all have a nice, be blessed, and continue the work that you're doing.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless
you.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Well, that was wonderful. Are you there?
Hello. Yes, I'm here.
Well, anyway, looks like we're at the end of our time, Adrian. I mean, Ritchie.
Okay.
We'll go ahead and end the show.
All righty.
Ran out of time. I hope you enjoyed it. And
thank you.
We'll talk to you in a couple of days, Ed.
Okay, I'll talk to you a couple of days.
Send our love.
Love everybody. Thank you. God bless you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Good night.